Blog Talk Radio.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota, and the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined the great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Like a percolator, her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a cruller. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Welcome, everybody. This is Jorianna, Coffee Psychic, with your psychic connection right here at Blog Talk Radio. So, Dave is back. You guys know our wonderful friend, Dave Gunning. He's an amazing astrologer, great friend of the show, great friend of mine for so many years. Anyway, Dave's back. And tonight, we're going to be talking about Uranus, the planet, and how it impacts your life, how it impacts the world, all the different things about Uranus we're going to be able to cover tonight. And it's pretty exciting, especially if you guys love astrology and how the planets impact your life. Some people are really impressed by astrology, like no kidding. So I just had one of my clients today ask me, do I do astrology? And I don't, because, as you know, I'm a coffee psychic. I'm a professional psychic. And I work with the coffee and the energy and the tarot cards and the spirits. So I don't do what Dave does. But his work is pretty amazing. I personally have had readings, several charts done by Dave. And when you do that, you want to bring a calendar, bring a pen, bring some paper, because Dave is going to tell you some amazing things, and you'll be able to sit back and watch as they happen, or actually go ahead and keep your eyes open, because there have been times for me when Dave says something to me, when he's telling me that there's going to be a rough day or a rough period, I'm telling you, the saying I live by is to be forewarned is to be forearmed. So I love Dave tells me to watch out for some stuff or how the lucky things are going to go, maybe get a lottery ticket that day. So, Dave, welcome to the show. It's been a while. Thank you for coming back and joining us.
Well, thank you, Jory. I'm glad to be back. It's been a long time.
It's been a while. It's been a while.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that you had a terrible loss in your family, and that's why you need to take some time off. And how are you doing?
But I'm back. I'm doing better. Just so people know, I don't mind telling you, my wife passed away on April 29th of this year, and it was rather sudden. She wasn't old. She was 70, and she died of a hiatal hernia. And for anybody out there who has a hiatal hernia, make sure you get it checked, because having been through it now, I know that it can cause a great deal of damage. But I miss her terribly. I loved her a lot and will continue to miss her. But I'm starting to move forward step by step. So things are getting better. You know, you have good days, bad days, but overall things are, I would say, getting better.
Good, good. I'm very glad. And again, we always we love you, we miss you, and I'm glad you're back. And I know that Donna's in a really great place, for sure.
Oh yeah, she is. Definitely, she is.
For sure. Yeah. All right. Well, we came on today talking about Uranus. It's I understand that it's a pretty important planet, as are they all. But what about for our listeners, Dave, that don't know about Uranus? Where is it in the solar system? What does it do for us? What are the positive things about it? Are there some things that we should watch out? You know, what can you tell us about Uranus?
Well, it's the orbit that's outside of Saturn. It's between Saturn and Neptune. I was trying to run down some facts on some historical facts on Uranus earlier, and I was looking in the wrong book, so I'm going to try to wing this as best I can. If there's somebody out there who can knows better, they may want to correct me at some point. I'm not up on dates right now, but I believe Uranus was discovered in the 1780s, and usually when we talk about Uranus from an astrological point of view, usually when a new planet is discovered, there's a lot of amazing things going on at the time that coincide with certain signs. And then what they do is they put the energy of those signs and those correspondences between the happenings on the planet with the sign, then they link it to the new planet that was discovered. It often happens that when a new planet is discovered, there are amazing things going on that directly relate to that planet's symbolic energy in astrology. Okay. So, for instance, back in the late 1780s or early 17, I think it was the early 1780s or late 1770s. Mm-hmm. Again, my dates are, and I'm not up on my dates here, but there are some major things going on that really coincided with the sign of Aquarius. One of the symbols for Aquarius is freedom, liberty, revolution, and that was going on in this country when we had the American Revolutionary War. We were earning our independence from, we were breaking away from Great Britain, and then not too long after that, we had the French Revolution in Europe, and then somebody said to me one time, well, is Uranus then associated with just the negative side of Aquarius? I said no, because at the same time in England we had the Industrial Revolution that was going on, that it has had its effects even to this day. So you will find sort of positive, negative things going on the planet that are associated with the planet being discovered. So Uranus, then they pretty much coincided that energy with Aquarius. Now, Aquarius, prior to that, had been ruled by Saturn. But we know Saturn rules Capricorn, and it fits really well. It doesn't really fit that well with Aquarius. It does in some respects, but not in all of them. But with Uranus, we know now that it almost fits in every department, that every level I guess you could say department that Uranus rules. And so it coincides very nice with Aquarius, and Aquarius and Uranus then were hooked up. And that's kind of one of the ways that that the astrologers discovered rulerships for the signs. So just to make a quick reference here to a couple other planets, like in the 1840s, I don't remember the exact year, it might have been 1841, something like that, Neptune was discovered. And right around that time, you had this big push in Europe and in the United States and elsewhere that people were getting into seances and they were getting into psychism and they're getting into spirituality. Wow. You had Helena Blavatsky with the Theosophical Society, who was very much associated with Neptune at that time. And so then they figured, well, those things, psychism and psychic ability and seances, really fit really well with the sign of Pisces. So then Pisces must be linked up with Neptune. And now, to this day, we use Neptune ruling Pisces. But before that, before Neptune was discovered, Jupiter was the ruler of Pisces. So now we know that Neptune has its true ruler. And one more planet, Pluto, was discovered in 1930. And at that same time, we were discovering the there was the first chain reaction going on at the University of Chicago. They were delving into the inner workings of the atom, and they were exploring how to build what the inner workings of the atom could produce and its all of its side effects and what it could bring upon us, like not just atomic warfare but atomic power, and that which is going on still today. And so then they decided that all those things really coincided really closely with Scorpio, so they put Pluto's new ruler, or new the sign that was being ruled by Pluto, was Scorpio. So Pluto was associated with Scorpio, Neptune with Pisces, and Uranus with Aquarius. So and it fits really well with those planets. Before Pluto was just, or I mean, the ruler Mars. Mars was the ruler of Aries, and now we know that Mars truly fits Aries, but Mars was also the ruler of Scorpio, which fits in some respects, but not entirely. So we now know that Pluto really corresponds really well with Pluto and Scorpio go very, very well together. So they use that as a unifying field there. So anyways, it is very, very interesting how they've discovered these rulerships, because at the time the planet is discovered, something amazing is going on with the sign that is ruled by that planet. So I think that's a very, very fascinating synchronicity between sign and planets. And Uranus,
with Uranus, I mean, I know Mars is like the warrior and Venus is the love. So with Uranus, what does Uranus represent for all of us?
Yeah,
even in our own personal charts, what can we look forward to?
One of the things
impacted,
that you,
how can we get impacted?
Yeah, one of the things that you want to look for with Uranus, when it comes around and makes aspects to planets in your chart, is there could be sudden changes. I mean, I'm talking about really fast changes. So, for instance, in my chart, when I lost Donna, I had Uranus going over my seventh house cusp of close relationships and marriage. And Uranus has a tendency to suddenly break up things. And, of course, I mean, she left and we weren't divorced, although divorce is another thing that can happen with Uranus going over the seventh house cusp. But she passed away, and there was a sudden separation between me and her. So, but the difference, and Saturn has a tendency to do that too, but the difference between Saturn and Uranus is Uranus, a lot of times, when it breaks things up that probably needed to be broken up for a long time in the person's life, it tends to bring something new into the person's life. So in other words, a lot of times Uranus will break things down only to bring in something new. It's like a door closing and another door opening. So Uranus always be on the lookout for something new coming into your life, even after you had a sudden loss of something that was maybe near and dear to you. So Uranus isn't all that difficult. It's just that it is so sudden and so rudely awakening that it's very, very shocking to experience and experience some of the energies that Uranus brings.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, wow. That sounds pretty deep, actually. But I like it. Uranus almost sounds like the Tower card to me. You know, like disaster and catastrophe. Something strong is going to happen, but then something great follows afterwards. So it sounds very similar to me. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I would characterize Uranus in a lot of respects.
Thank you. So, are you ready for some callers, Dave?
Sure.
All right. I know some callers are waiting to talk to you again. Everyone's been missing you. And let's see who we have first online. And remember, everybody, please give us your first name, your last name, where you're calling from, or just give us your name, where you're calling from. And then, Dave, you need a birth date from everybody, right?
Correct. Just a birth date.
Okay, so, caller, where are you calling from?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. My name is Wendy from California, and my date of birth is July the 6th, 1951.
Okay. And I'm sorry, did you say Wendy? I didn't get the name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
W-E-N-D-Y, Wendy.
Okay.
And you're a little far from the phone, Wendy. Can you come back to the microphone?
Yeah.
I'm trying to look for it. I don't know what I did with it. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Dave,
your voice sounds familiar, Wendy. Your voice sounds familiar.
Well,
you've called in before.
And my question is, after almost 4.5 months, it looks like I have somebody that is going to help me regarding a $152 refund from a major department store. I've made so many calls, but the woman's name is Jeannie. And also she said she contacted somebody in the company to get my online shopping privileges restored. And she said it is going to take a few weeks, but I believe that this has been taken care of. Will this materialize? Will I get my $152 back, and will I get my online shopping restored?
Okay, now when did you say your birthday was? July 6th?
Yes, 1951.
Okay, I don't need the year so much as I'm just looking at the date here. So you're about a 16-degree sun in Cancer. Speaking of Uranus is going to station when retrograde on August 19th at 14 degrees Taurus. So Uranus will be making a sextile to your sun. Now, I'm not exactly sure if I'm not going to predict that you're going to get those things that you want, but it's not a bad energy to suddenly get things back that you didn't expect. Now, that's going to be, 3 weeks from now or so? Something like that, 4 weeks.
Right. She's going to call back on August 5th. I'm supposed to receive an email that my online shopping has been restored, and then after that I'll get my credit back of $152.
Okay.
And I believe her. She sounds very sincere. She worked hard on this. So,
okay. Well, that's good. Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
And also you have Mars trining. Mars is going to be trining your sun sign on the 25th of August, which is about a week later. So you have Mars and Virgo trining your Uranus, or trining your sun, and Uranus sextiling your sun, which both are good aspects. So, hold off for that time as being beneficial. Whether you get what you're asking for or not, or something else, I don't know. But that's a really good energy to have.
Sounds good, right, Dave?
Yeah, it does sound good. It does.
Oh, okay, good. Well, Wendy, call us back and let us know what happens. All right, we're going to move on to our next caller. And I just want to make sure that everyone remembers that there's a lot of callers, and just like you, everyone would like to get their questions answered. So if you can ask the one question, make sure you give Dave your name, where you're calling from, and the birth date. Ask your question, and then Dave will look at your chart. And remember, I know these are only his sun signs, right, Dave?
Yeah, it's just a small portion of their chart.
Okay. All right, beautiful. All right, let's see who we have next online. Hello, caller. Who is
Hi.
This? Where are you calling from?
Lisa, and I'm calling from Arizona. And my birth date, thank you for taking my call, my birth date is 9/20.
Okay, so you're September 20th.
Yes.
Which, are you, do you know if you're an early degree, late, it sounds like a late degree Virgo to me, like a 28 or 29 degree Virgo. You're not a Libra, right? Cause sometimes it changes from year to year. I'm going to say you're a Virgo. Say you're a Virgo. Late Virgo.
I know what time I was born.
Okay.
That helps. I don't.
No. I just need to know the birthday. We can't get into all the times and everything.
Oh, okay.
So what is your, Lisa, what is your question?
Well, excuse me. There was a misunderstanding with a good friend of mine, and I'm wondering if you see him calling me.
Oh, wow.
Aaron.
Okay.
It wasn't violent. It wasn't mean. It wasn't nasty. It was just, I was hoping to explain things.
Okay. So you're a late degree Virgo, and right now there isn't any, Venus will be at late degrees Virgo on your sun. And that's going to be around the 14th, 15th, or 13th, 14th, and 15th of August. So that's pretty close at hand, maybe a few weeks away yet, but he could. With Venus going over your sun sign, have you thought about calling him back, or what's the story there?
Well, yeah, I've loved the message for asking for contact regarding some work, and then the other thing, I sent him a card about a few weeks back, just saying, hey, if you want to catch up. You know, so you've been on my mind. I hope you're okay. That kind of thing.
Sure.
So I was just hoping, I was hoping to be able to catch up with him.
Yeah, but you haven't heard back. I take it.
No, and we're in a tiny town. I don't know if he's really. Well, I guess he must be really upset with me.
Well, I mean, I don't know if this is the person for you or not, but.
I'm not looking at anything permanent with him.
Okay.
Okay.
It's not a relationship like that. Okay, I get it. More like a friendship, right? Hoping to hang on to a friendship.
Benefits. Yeah.
Okay, and then there's some other good. You got a Mercury in Virgo, which is coming up in late August, which is around. I'm guessing around where your sun would be, at 28, 29 degrees of Virgo, and that's on the 28th and 29th of August. If he doesn't reach out to you by then, I would call him because Mercury has to do with communications. So Mercury will be on your sun sign, and I don't know. Maybe he got busy with other things. It doesn't sound like it's a permanent sort of separation going on here. I don't know your whole chart, but I would contact him at around the end of August if you don't hear from him sooner. That's what I would do.
That sounds like it's a good advice.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good, yeah. Well, Lisa, good luck with that, honey. And again, let us know what happens. All right. All right, Dave, we have, let's see who we have. Here is our friend Margie from Lincoln, Nebraska. Yes. And Margie, do you have a question for Dave? And what's your birthday?
My birthday is June 7th.
June 7th,
and,
okay.
Yes, and my question is, I've had a major problem in my family to the point where it's now up to them, you know, that person to contact me. I don't feel like I can contact them, and wondering if I'm going to hear from her.
Wow, that sounds like the last caller.
Yes, I thought so too.
Yeah.
Well, you see, you're a 17 degree Gemini, and Saturn is in Aquarius, but it's passed it's going down lower than what you want it to be to make a nice trine to your sun. I would say Venus is going to be at 17 degrees Libra at the end of August, August 31st. It's going to be at 17 degrees Libra, and Venus is making a nice trine to your sun. You might, again, I'm going to say this same thing to you as I said to the previous caller. You might try, if you don't hear from that person by then, that's a good time to get in touch with this person. I mean, you know, I don't see why you couldn't make the effort as well. I don't know the situation.
Put in a situation where I can't. I don't feel like that, you know, that it has to come from them if they want to talk to me.
Okay. I don't know all the details there. Jorianne, do you want to take a shot at this one?
I know a little bit about the situation, and I think sometimes time will resolve certain situations. That's how I want to say it. So I think, Dave, pretty much what you said, that, you know, give it some time and then possibly, you know, give it a call. Because
right.
Sometimes people don't remember how they reacted in the past.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, those seem like identical calls almost. These
yeah.
Last two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was
yeah.
listening to the previous one, that's kind of what I was thinking. Yeah. Okay.
You know, this is what I want to say, too, because, Dave, you know that I believe in candle magic. I believe in speaking
mm-hmm.
with the spirits, talking with them,
mm-hmm.
asking God for all of the help he possibly can. And this is where I tell people, if you take that red tapered candle, and it's the red tapered candle prayer, I'm gonna be getting it on my YouTube video soon enough. And you
yeah.
take a red tapered candle, cut off an inch from the bottom, and then you take olive oil, and then you wipe it down from the middle to each side. And then you have to turn it upside down and burn it upside down. And you're going to ask God to remove any and all negative energy that's getting in your way of having a happy, healthy relationship with this person. Even our previous caller should do this. Margie, you could do this. And just see how it impacts the energy, because many times it'll start in the astral planes, start melting away the negative energy. I've seen it happen before. I've done it several times.
That's
okay.
good. That's good advice. I would try that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good. Okay, great. Thank you
okay.
very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope you stay tuned and listen to the show.
I will.
All right. Good night now.
Good night.
Good night.
All right. Well, here is a caller that we haven't heard from for a while. So let's see if this person is here. Hello, caller.
Hello there.
Hi there.
Hi, this is
all
Kimberly.
Right.
Welcome back, Dave.
Hi.
5/22
is your birthday. Okay, so you're an early degree Gemini, about maybe 1 or 2 degrees. What is your question?
Oh, man, can I just say my whole life? I'll make it simple.
Well, you're a Gemini. We know you're an air sign. That much we know.
Oh,
so
Lord.
What is your question, please?
My health, I guess.
Your health. Okay, that's always.
Yeah.
What's going on? Give me some more details.
My health and career, I guess I'm looking at. Oh, I've just not been feeling well lately. I'm not sure what direction this is going to go.
Okay. And the sun sign, a lot of times, has a lot to do with the health. I'm not seeing any. See, when was your birthday again? Say that again.
5/22.
Okay, so yeah, you're early degree Gemini. I don't know if this is going to help your health that much, but on the 18th of August, Venus is going to be making a trine. It's going to be in Libra, trining your sun. And that's good. That's a good energy. But it's more for love and socializing and all that. It doesn't really necessarily relate directly to health. When I look
socializing,
at,
that would be good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Mars is going to be at the same 2-degree point but in Libra, making a trine near, same trine to your sun, but it's going to be around the 18th of September. Well, that can help too. Mars trine in your sun sign. So I'm looking for planets that are at their early degree, and there isn't any outer planets at their early degree. So Saturn may have been. I don't think Saturn's been in the situation. Is it really all that serious, your health right now, or what's going on? Can you tell me a little bit more?
Oh, I just have a back that's bothering me.
You have a bad back?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How long have you had it?
A long time, seems like, yeah.
How long?
Off and on.
How many years?
25, 30 years.
Oh, my goodness. Well, geez, I'd really have to know what was going on back then to know what's going on right now. Jorianne, you want to give it a shot here?
Well, this is, I think, the question, Dave, that I believe this might be the question to look at. How does it look for Kimberly finding a job that's going to be suitable to work with her back? Does that look like August 18th might be good for that, or that's just the personal relationship?
That's just more a personal relationship, but I can tell you there's another good aspect for this. In September, September 19th and 20th, about 18th, 19th, and 20th of September, Mars is in Libra, and that's going to be trining her sun sign in Gemini, so that can help with helping her find a job. Now, whether or not that job is going to be conducive to her back healing, I don't know. But it's usually Mars and the sun are good energies for work and work output. So that might help because it's a nice trine.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay, good. Thanks, Kimberly.
All right.
Good night.
That question is kind of a loaded one in that it involves a lot of planets and probably going back to the to the point at where she first had the back problems, you know.
Yeah. I think Kimberly is a friend of mine, and I think she had an injury that she wasn't even aware of and started having problems with her back. So it'd be interesting to try to go back and find out when that happened, but I don't know if she really knows.
Yeah.
So
probably not exactly.
And I think like a lot of other people, Dave, here's the other thing too. For a lot of other people that are just in the same boat as Kimberly, who've had accidents, and you know, it's like how do you get a job that's really suitable and still work because you need to work.
Right.
You know, that sort of thing. So I'm glad they were able to. This is the thing that I love about your work, Dave. I love that you can actually look at somebody's chart and say, here are the certain dates. This looks like the energy is good. And literally something that you shared earlier with my friend and the dates that you said did come to pass.
Okay.
So even though Kimberly didn't give you the feedback right now because she wasn't thinking about it, I can give you the feedback that I know that the dates that you said before – came to pass for her. So that's why people should give you a call to set up an astrology chart appointment. How can they contact you, Dave, if they want to get a chart done from you?
Well, there's the fastest way probably is just to email me at astro, A-S-T-R-O, Gunning, G-U-N-N-I-N-G, astrogunning at sbcglobal.net. And I'll get back to them right away. We can talk or email back and forth, I should say, and then set up a date, set up the reading, and go from there. And I do readings on, now that we have Zoom, I do readings on Zoom. So it's much better than just doing a phone reading when you can actually see the person.
Totally.
That's the fastest way to do it.
All right, perfect. All right, well, thanks, Dave. Let's go on to our next caller, shall we?
Yeah.
Let's see who we have next online. And remember, everyone, your name, where you're calling from, and your birth date. Hello, caller. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Michelle. I'm calling from Georgia, and I was born 11/29/56, 12:20 a.m.
Well, I don't need to know all that because I don't have time to set up the complete chart. That's something I would do in a reading, though.
Okay.
I'd get the whole chart, be more precise. So 11/29, you're a Sagittarius,
mm-hmm.
probably around 8 or 9 degrees of Sagittarius. So what is your question?
Well, I guess I'm interested in my love life at the moment.
Okay. Go ahead.
I know we're talking about Uranus. I don't think that might have anything to do with my love life at the moment, but
mm-hmm.
But that's what I was interested in.
Are you looking to get into a relationship? Is that it?
Yes, find somebody new. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're 8 or 9 degrees Sag, and okay, Mercury. I don't want that. That was squaring. Mars is squaring. Let me look. I'm going into August here. Nothing that's really bad, but nothing that's really standing out right now. Okay, Venus is going to go into Sag in October. Okay, now that's going to be right on your sun sign at around the 15th and 16th of October. Now that's just Venus. That's just one aspect. But Venus is the planet of love, and it's going to go over your sun sign. So that might help with, you know, but you got to put yourself out there, make yourself available. All right.
Okay.
What do you like to do in your free time?
Well, anything. I just moved to a new area, and I've been working on my house, and I got to get out and have fun. So
yeah.
I was hoping
to
meet somebody and go out and have fun. You know, I like to be on the water and lake, fishing, swimming. Walking.
Usually Sagittarians love the outdoors.
Yeah.
And so you need, that's your kind of your realm to meeting other people. And activity like that is a Mars kind of thing, and Mars kind of planetary energy to look at it in terms of exercise or sports. Do you like sports? I mean, other than fishing and that? What sports do you like?
Oh, yeah. No, I used to play tennis, but I hurt my foot, so I can't really play at the moment. Yeah.
Is that on the mend?
No, not really.
Is that not going to get better, or is that?
No, not really.
Oh, that's sad.
I know, it really is.
I have to say there's a book out there called You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. And, Michelle, maybe you can consider taking a look at that book and seeing what the ankle means.
Well, the ankle is ruled by Aquarius, I can tell you that much. And
well, it's not the
also
ankle, it's
stability.
It's the foot.
It's your foot.
It's
That's more of a Pisces thing.
Yeah.
That's more of a Pisces.
I wore out the pads of my feet, so.
How did you do that?
Oh, my.
I don't even know. I guess playing tennis for so long, but, yeah, I mean, bad,
that
you know.
Freaky.
I mean, yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Here's
something in December I'm picking up on. And I said you're about an 8 degree Sag. So right around, actually it's around Christmas time, Mars is going to be in Sag on your sun sign. And I was going to say that's a real good time to get out and play sports, do lots of things like that. Of course, it's Christmas time. I don't know if the winter will hamper you at all. But, you know, it's also, if your foot is hurting or if your foot is not mend by that time, you might want to stay off of it, but Mars on the sun is really energetic, and that's you might find yourself shopping a lot, running around for that. But that's, I don't know if that's a good thing or not because of what you're saying about your foot.
Well, luckily, I can walk. I wear cushy shoes. Probably shouldn't dance, and tennis I probably shouldn't do because I think it would end up badly.
Do you like to dance? Sages usually like to dance.
Yeah, I do. I used to. Yeah.
Okay, and you might want to be dancing around Christmas time too. I hope by that time you can get out and dance and anything, because you sound like a person that would quite easily attract people, but you need to just be in the right realm. You know, for Sages, it's kind of outdoor activity, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So if you
know,
if
this is a question, and this might sound weird, but Michelle, have they said that they could do any kind of? Now you said you actually wore down the tissue on the bottom of your feet, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are they able to put any kind of implants in? I know that sounds silly, but I really don't know. And they have all these other remedies for other body parts. Have you ever investigated that?
No, there's nothing like that, but
there's no way they can improve your foot? Here's the thing. You're asking about love life and all that, but before that can happen, you really need to get into healing first, because for a Sag especially, and this is true for all the fire signs, they need to be physically, they love to be physically active. And so what I always tell people, do what you love to do, and you'll meet other people who have similar interests. And that's when you're going to open up and find new love. But you got to get that foot back together somehow. It doesn't sound like it's a thing that's impossible to repair. It's got to be fixed. It's got to be fixable some way.
I think there is going to be something, Michelle, that's going to come in. I would keep exploring this. I think there'll be something that you could actually explore to see if they can help remedy that somehow. That'll just make things a little lighter for you. And again,
absolutely.
Dave, and thank you, Michelle. Give us a call. I mean, if anyone in our listening audience has any other ideas also that Michelle really might benefit her on that you guys know about than she doesn't, let us know while we're talking to you, because that would really be very helpful. And this is the same thing, Dave, you know, with Kimberly. Now you've got Michelle, her feet are really in a bad place. And then how do people move forward sometimes? It's really tough.
It's really
tough.
I mentioned
Louise Hay's book also, because people can get that, and then they can start looking at the corresponding mental, emotional, psychological causes for certain things that happen to the body. And when they start working on that, sometimes, believe it or not, certain things heal.
Yeah, I think she needs to work on the healing first, and then once she can get back out being active in her tennis or whatever else she wants to do physically, that's when she's going to, that's when romance is going to open up. And when a Sag is laid up because of injury, it kind of hurts their chances for love, because, you know, that's the one sign that loves to be outside, you know, hiking, biking, swimming, tennis, whatever it is. You know, they love to meet people on that platform, you know, sports and activities like that. Dancing.
Well, here's something I want to say too. This might sound strange, but I don't know how it would hurt her chances. I get where you're coming from, but what if she meets a podiatrist and they fall in love, Dave?
Well, that could be. That's a possibility.
That could happen.
Or here's the thing too. I'm getting the feeling that she's going to the wrong people. She maybe should be looking into another doctor of some kind.
Maybe university experimental or something, possibly.
Or even, you know, I know I was helped greatly by my acupuncturist, and acupuncture can be a great help to people who have sports problems. So,
this might sound strange, but my friend had a foot problem. They literally had to cut off her heel and
move
it over and sew it back on. No, they cut off her heel. Had to move it over and sew it back on. That's the God's honest truth.
That sounds so drastic.
Weirder things have happened. That's why I was saying, isn't there a way that they could do something? Okay, well, anyway,
I mean, your feet are so important.
I know. Oh, my goodness. Right?
Can't do anything without your foot, you know?
Yeah. Okay, well, let's see who we have next. Hello, caller. Who is this? Where are you calling from? And what's your birthday?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, my
what is your name?
215-7. My name's Randy.
Randy? Okay.
Yes.
And,
February
what?
Sorry. I was just saying I'm from Colorado, and my birthday is 215-71.
Okay, so you're
okay.
About a 25-degree Aquarius. And what is your question?
What do you see about my job?
Is it you working and it's not going well, I take it, or what?
Correct.
Okay. In other words, what do you do?
I'm a preschool teacher.
Can you give me...
Thank you for doing that work.
Yeah, that is.
I have more difficulty with the... I get paired up with these teachers that are not compatible to me.
Oh, I see. Yes. So it's not the kids, it's the teachers involved that you're involved
with. Yes.
Okay, so, you know, Jupiter is, Jupiter is going to come back down into Aquarius. I'm sorry, give me your birthday once again. 217, did you say?
Sure, it's
215. That's right, 25, okay, 25.
1571.
Yeah. 215-71. Yeah, at the end of August and beginning of September, you're going to have Jupiter going right over your sun sign. Now, this is so far of all the callers tonight, this is the best aspect I can come up with right offhand because it's right there on your sun, and Jupiter on one sun sign is always very good. Are you looking to? It'll either improve the situation at your job, or if that's not the case, you might want to be looking for something else. Is that what you're doing?
No, I really just want to stay. I just wanted to stay there.
Okay.
It worked out. I just wanted to work out.
I get it. Okay, so you want to stay there, but you want it to improve.
Yeah.
Look,
I know. I'm just upset about the whole thing.
No, I get it. I know. You love your job, but it's just the people around you. I get it. I've been through that. So September, end of August, September, things will look a lot better. You'll feel a lot more confident. You will probably attract people that are better for you. I'm not predicting it, but I'm just saying that the energies for you will be improved. At that time, okay? I mean, I can't say...
Okay.
It's hard to predict when you don't have I would have to have the entire chart of the person to be able to predict something, but, boy, it sure looks better for you right around the beginning of September. Isn't that the beginning of the school year, too?
I think my school year is on somewhere in August, but I'm not sure when exactly.
Okay, this is at the end of August, September, so it should work out. Better for you.
So, Randy, get the book The Secret, too, honey. If you haven't heard of the book The Secret, please. Matt, I would visualize everything. I would do the red tapered candle upside down because this is like layering prayers. I start visualizing everything being amazing at work. Everyone loves you at your job. You love them. I would start visualizing that, and you have to do it, act as though you are. So act like it's already happened. You walk into an amazing place and then do the red tapered candle because I'm telling you, it's really about changing the energy around you. And that you can do. That you can do. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, let us know, honey. Let us know because, again, Dave gave you some time around September, and I'd keep your eyes open for that. All right. You know, Dave, I do tell people also, be proactive with these prayers because – somebody had said to me, Jorianne, I did the red tapered candle once. And it's
that
like,
didn't
you know,
work, right?
Okay.
Yeah, you got to do it more than once, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, if you're looking for a date or a relationship, are you just going to make the one call? If you're going to be a surgeon, do you just go to one class? I mean, you're changing the energy. You're changing your mindset, you know. So that's. I just want to share that. Okay, so let's see who we have next online.
Sure.
So, caller, who is this? Where are you calling from?
It's Maria, and I'm from New Jersey.
Maria from
New
Jersey.
Maria.
When's your birthday, Maria?
12/31.
2/31?
12/31.
12/31. Okay, so you're Capricorn, about a 10-degree Capricorn. What is your question?
I just had a little chaos, like jealousy, BS like that today. And I'm planning a trip to go away for about a month next month. And I was wondering, because my friend's not calling me to confirm where I'm staying and all that happy stuff. So I was wondering if they're going to communicate or am I going to go somewhere else to stay with.
Okay, you're a 10-degree Capricorn. Let's see.
I should go.
Yeah, right. Pluto's in Capricorn at 25 degrees, but it's not even near where your sun sign is. You're about a 10 Capricorn. You know, you're also being affected by the Uranus in Taurus, so it's going to station retrograde. That's usually a powerful time at 14 degrees. That's around August 19th. Uranus is trining your sun sign. Things might work out in your favor around that time. I'm not predicting anything, mind you. I'm just saying things look better. But you really, what can you do to improve the situation?
I know I should not bother him as much, but it's not as much me. He should be communicating with me and responding to me, if that makes sense. He's not. So I don't know, how should I make it better?
He's not calling. Are you calling him?
Yeah, to confirm and knowing where I'm going and to make sure I'm okay, where to go, stuff like that. And he's not responding. He is responding, and then he closes, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you know, Jorianne, this is the third caller tonight that had the same situation.
Mm-hmm,
you're not getting any responses back. You might have to wait a little longer, but I would say if he doesn't call by the time that Uranus station is going retrograde, I would call around that time, 19th of August.
19th of August, I'm already there.
You already what?
I'm already there.
You're already there.
In 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. Where are you going?
Italy.
Oh, okay. That won't work.
So,
right? It's too late.
Do you mind if I ask you a question, Maria?
Sure.
Is this somebody that you've already known? You guys have talked on the phone, and you guys know each other, and you chat all the time?
Yeah, we've known each other over 40 years.
All right, good. Good. Perfect. Okay. I just had to check in there.
Okay. One thing that's good is Venus is in Virgo trining your sun sign at around July 31st. Reach out if he doesn't reach for you, okay?
Okay, cool. Appreciate
right.
it.
All right, good luck, honey. Take care.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye-bye. Yeah, sometimes things do happen where people have things going on, a lot of complications, and they can't get back to each other right away. So
that's been the theme of tonight.
I know. Communication's everything, everybody. Everything.
Communication
everything.
Breakdown. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Hey, we're not in Mercury in retrograde, are we right now?
Yeah,
in Mercury in retrograde?
Yeah, I was just looking. As soon as I said that, I started looking at Mercury. But no, we're not at. No, Mercury is not retrograde at this time.
Okay. All right.
No, we're not.
All right. Thank you. Always, we know that that just has its own set of problems.
Sure.
All right. So let's see who we have next online. Hello, caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jackie. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Jackie from
Welcome
New Jersey.
Jackie.
Yes.
Jackie, when's your birthday?
January 5th.
Okay, 15 degrees cap. Okay. You're 15 degrees Capricorn. And what is your question?
All right. I have a breakdown in communication with
wow.
my brother. And
it's the theme for tonight,
really,
Jackie. It's the theme
yeah.
for tonight.
But this has been ongoing since March 2011 when my mother died suddenly.
Mm.
With a brother and sister.
I hear that.
And they're both, yeah, stuff. And they're both two Leos, very stubborn and you know, very difficult.
Okay.
And I'm like between these two siblings. And I do want to move forward with some matters, and I just want to see what's the best time to even attempt to have a reasonable conversation or a meeting of the mind with these two different people.
Okay, now, what's really interesting about this is that the day that Uranus station is going retrograde, that same August 19th that I've been referring to, is right exactly trining your sun, because it stations retrograde at 14 degrees Taurus, and you're about a 14, 15 degree of Capricorn. So I would say something has got to give around that time in terms of opening up communication again. And certainly if you don't get a response, you should keep trying, especially around that time. I think you might get a reason.
That's around your birthday.
Okay.
Birthday
better yet.
Is August 18th, and my brother's is August 19th. They're just years apart.
Well,
that's very difficult.
Yeah, well, perfect event to reach out both ways, you to him to you, or, you know, so look to about, when I look at station points, I always give about a 5 day before or 5 day after station period with Uranus. So anywhere from, you know, the 14th of August to maybe around the 25th or 24th of August, in that period of time, something could break through. Some kind of communication breakdown could now, you know, go in your favor. Something could, this person might be able to call you, or you'll be able to call them, and you'll get some kind of, as you mentioned, reasonable response. So that's a really good time, because it's right to the degree, exact degree, that it's trining your sun sign in Capricorn. Good time.
Jackie, I've got a question for you. Is your brother holding you accountable for something?
Well, I had to hold him accountable. And basically, he is pretty much, he doesn't like that I've been able to do what I had to do. Because he first had responsibility and he messed up.
Because I get him being
angry.
Mad at you, honey.
I
feel his presence. I get him mad at you, and I get him blaming you.
Right. He's blaming me for his situation, but his situation was self-inflicted. He's done it for himself. He's a grown man. I can't take care of a grown man.
Right on. It's okay. You can only hold him accountable. Again, you can't learn his lessons for him.
Right. And that's the problem, because, you know, he was in charge at one point in my mother's estate, and he just sold off a lot of stuff and just traveled the world and enjoyed it. And then I had to pick up and he's just mad because his wife is in a very bad situation. He doesn't understand it. Everyone is struggling. I can't take care of a grown man. I'm not my mother.
No.
Right.
And you're not supposed to be his mother. That's right.
Right.
Yeah. So, I would say, like Dave, you know, look toward those times for some reconciliation if you can. And you can even say you're sorry to him about the situation that he's in. You're not saying you're sorry for what happened, but you're just trying to validate him and say you're sorry and, you know, maybe put the olive branch out. Okay?
But, you know, I tried that with him. I actually
did.
I even told him that I forgive him for everything. And he laughed. I forgive it. Like, and that's when I realized that he still thinks, because he's the youngest, that everyone is just supposed to, like, let him do whatever he wants to do. And he just march all over me. My brother's like, he's twice my size. He's very intimidating, and he never takes responsibility.
Let me interject here a second. Let me give you a couple other dates here. August 4th, Venus is going to be at 15 degrees Virgo. That's going to trine your sun. That's very good. And Mars is going to be trining your sun from Virgo, and the 23rd of August. So those three dates. Of August 4th, then Uranus is 14 degrees of Taurus, and that's on the 19th, and then 23rd of August when Venus or Mars trines your sun sign. So those three times in August
I would reach out, or maybe he'll reach out to you.
Yeah, he might soften up a little bit, Jackie. Everyone has their own time in which they're going to grow. So good luck with that, honey. Our prayers are definitely with you there. All right, so let's see who we have next online here. All right, caller, who is this? Where are you calling from? And your birthday?
Hi. I'm enjoying your show. I do astrology, so nice to meet you, Dave.
Nice to meet you.
And I know, you know, we could talk forever. Allison, Florida, March 15th. I know my chart really, really well. I actually have a specific question.
March 15th, did you say?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. All right.
So I know my chart really well. And of course,
go ahead.
We don't have
what is your question?
Well, right now, of course, I mean, Uranus is at 14 degrees stress, and it is doing some really nice things to all that Pisces and also my Virgo stuff, but it is an exact in conjunct to my Saturn right now, and
okay.
That is in the Saturn is in the sixth house, and Uranus transiting is in the 11th house.
Okay, so what is your question?
So I would like to hear from an astrological point of view how you would how you would interpret that particular slow transit. It's slow.
Are we talking about the Uranus to your sun, or what are we talking about?
The Saturn, in conjunction to Saturn.
Oh, Saturn in conjunction to your sun. Okay.
Uranus, transiting Uranus is in conjunct to natal Saturn, exactly, right now.
Oh, Uranus to Saturn.
Correct.
Okay. Well, whenever you have a quincunx, the one thing you have to watch out for or be aware of is health issues, because that particular aspect talks about health more than any other aspect in the chart.
Mm-hmm.
You might, again, look at something to do with the circulatory system because Uranus, or the skeletal system because of Saturn. When is that going to peak, did you say? Did you give a peak date when that's going to fire?
No, I did not. No, it's just happening right now by exact.
Right now. Are you experiencing any health issues or not?
I've had some issues for the last year and a half that are going to require some pretty serious surgeries.
Okay, and what is this? Where is it? What part of your body?
These are some injuries that I have sustained in the shoulders.
Shoulders, okay, and that's the muscle then?
Ligament, the shoulder, rotator cuff, ligaments, tendons,
okay.
Are torn.
Tendons, ligaments,
like
muscle,
that.
Okay, yeah. If it's firing right now, are you seeing a chiropractor?
This is so beyond a chiropractor. No, this would not be. I'm a very health, that's the word I'm looking for, health experience kind of person. This is way beyond that. This is.
So we're talking
probably
like surgery?
Replacement, yes, probably.
Okay.
Replacements.
If this aspect is occurring right now, unfortunately, you may have to go through surgery. I don't know for sure.
Oh, I do. I do.
Yeah.
It's already like in the works.
And when did, I'm sorry, when did you say your birthday was again?
March 15th.
Okay, so you have a 25-degree Pisces?
Correct.
And Neptune's right on that area, or a little bit past, a little bit retrograde from there. But it was right on it back in June. Let's see. No, actually, it didn't quite get there. It went retrograde at the end of June.
It didn't get that far.
But still fairly close. Whenever Neptune goes over the sun sign, one of the things that I'm always concerned about is whether the person is actually getting a correct diagnosis, you know, or going to the correct doctor. Okay, there could be some mystery involved here that you're not seeing, that the doctor's not you so much, but the doctor is not seeing. And so it's not a bad idea when you're under a Neptune sun, because sun has a lot to do with your health as well, is to get another opinion. All right?
Yeah.
And not so much in terms of the area of the body, but how to proceed, you know, in terms of surgery or therapy, that kind of thing.
You were right on it, Dave, when you said that to Allison, too, about, you know, what you're seeing on her chart, and it always comes up to medical, and she was right there. She's got the shoulder problems. So Allison, yeah. Dave said, you know, maybe get some other checkups or other opinions, and then let us know what happens. We wish you the best of luck on that.
Yeah, it's the Neptune and the Sun that's a little can be a little bit confusing sometimes.
All right, beautiful. All right. Even in my readings, Dave, I've seen people need to get second opinions because, like, somebody might be calling it wrong. So, good luck, Allison. Let us know. All right, so let's see who we have next online here. Hello, caller. Who is
Hi.
This? Where are you calling from?
This is Gigi, and I'm calling from California.
Gigi from California,
Gigi.
Okay.
Yeah.
When's your birthday, Gigi?
7/17.
7/17, so you're 27 degrees Cancer, okay?
Almost 25 degree Cancer. Mm-hmm.
Almost 25 degree Cancer, okay. And what is your question?
Well, I am, I'm just going to say this just to get a little chuckle out of you guys, that I am dealing with somebody who over the months has broken off communication, and I decided I was going to try to see if there was something that needed to be repaired and maybe we could just harmonize the whole thing. And he has not responded back. It was a total ghost. And then I thought, okay, I released that. I did what I was called to do. That was my last shot. I'm okay. Yeah. And I'm just looking for a new beginning with someone who is going to be my divine counterpart.
Yeah, right now it's tough. You know why? Because Pluto is at 25 degrees Capricorn, and it's opposing your Sun in Cancer. And
it sure is.
When you have an aspect like that, which, you know, Pluto is the slowest moving planet out there, as we know, it can last a long time, long transit of Pluto opposing your Sun here. And a lot of times when you're in a relationship that involves Pluto-Sun, there's issues of control, there's issues of power struggles, and you almost have to wait for those things to pass if you want that relationship to work. Or you could say, well, I'm just going to go on to somebody else, but then you usually can attract the same kind of energy. So you almost still have to wait for that energy to pass. Now, it doesn't go direct until October 7th, is that? 8th, something like that. Let's see, the 6th of October goes direct, and it's right at 24 degrees, so it's very close to opposing your Sun. I would say you could be under this for quite a spell only because of the long transit of Pluto. You might not be getting out from under this until the beginning of next year. One way or the other. I mean, it doesn't matter if you stay in the relationship or leave for somebody else. It's still the same. You're still under the same aspect, you see.
This was just connection. Yeah, this was just a connection. It wasn't a relationship. I'm really looking for a relationship, yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, if you're looking for a relationship other than this person, it's not easy when you have Pluto opposite the Sun because there's always going to be this whole thing of, you know, who's in control, who's the one that's has all the power, that kind of thing. Relationships are so often based on power trips. And Pluto's Sun is one of the biggest power trips there is out there. Mm-hmm. So there might be something else going on in your chart that can help you overcome that. But, you're right now for Cancers and Capricorns at around 25 degrees, it is not easy, I have to say.
I just want to say something. I don't know if you've had the name Aaron or Ron or any of those names around you yet, but even Robert, watch for those names around you, okay?
Okay.
Because it feels like some good luck eventually when it comes down to romance. So, all right. Well, you know what? Here's the thing. We can sit for a little while with you guys, and Dave's going to answer a question for you. We've got a lot of other amazing listeners waiting. So, Dave, how can people call you if they really want a more in-depth reading with you via their chart?
Just email me at astrogunning@sbcglobal.net, and we can chat back and forth via email. I'm old-fashioned, and I don't even text. I'm an email guy, and I like to set things up that way. I can get into some in-depth conversation that way, or over the phone is easy too, but right now I'd rather just give out my email address. So astrogunning@sbcglobal.net, and we can set up the whole chart. What we're doing here over the phone is just a tiny, tiny portion of the person's chart.
Yeah, little taste. All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's see who we have next online here. All right. And thanks for everyone that's waiting so patiently, and we're getting to you as soon as we can. All right, so let's see. Hello, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Suzanne. I'm calling from Maryland, and my birthday is January 8th.
Okay, so you're about an 18-degree Capricorn. And what is your question?
Well, I'm kind of in the midst of a spiritual awakening, with spiritual gifts sort of awakening, and I'm just wondering what my next couple of months look like.
Spiritual awakening. Oh, that's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me a little bit more insight there? That's a loaded question, but I love it.
Well, I just mean, like, as far as being able to communicate with spirit and things becoming more evident for me, like some of my gifts.
Okay. I'm going to turn that one over to Jorianne because that's her department. Go ahead.
There you go. Well, Suzanne, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Practice makes perfect, ma'am. And definitely, I do feel the dead people around you. You are going to, I hope to God you're taking channeling classes and psychic development classes.
I'm not
classes
yet,
right
but I'm
now.
Going to. I'm working on that.
Yep, very good. And I get the name John around you. I'm not sure if this is a spirit or if this is maybe one of your teachers. You also have the spirit of Saint Germain, the violet flame.
I wondered
of Saint Germain.
About that yesterday. Okay.
Yes. Well, I can see Saint Germain with you, and that's definitely one of the spirits that you should be calling in to ask for help. And of course, the Archangel Michael. I also see Mother Mary here with you. So I don't know if you've called on Mother Mary. If you have not yet, I would highly suggest that you do, because I feel her presence with you.
Wow.
Let me interject one thing as well. Are you doing any meditation at all?
Yes.
You should be doing that every day. Deep breathing to slow down the and even bypass the conscious thinking mind. And continue to deep breathe until your breathing comes back to normal, which at that point your mind is in a deeper state of relaxation and your intuitive mind can come forth more. But if you stay disciplined, and Capricorns are very good at staying disciplined usually, depends on the entire chart, but if you stay meditating every day and ask for the divine within to humbly come forth so that you can help others, it will definitely it will happen for you. Definitely it will happen.
Yeah. You're gonna do well,
yeah.
Suzanne.
Thank you. And
well.
I had been told that something was coming up in my chart. That was the reason I called in tonight.
Oh.
In the next
nice.
Couple of weeks. And that's
nice.
Why I wondered if there was anything going on.
Give me your birthday again.
January 8th.
So 18 degrees of Capricorn. Well, Uranus is stationing not right on it. That's around, again, that station point that I've been alluding to all night is at 14 degrees Taurus, trining your sun, a little wide, but Uranus in Taurus, trining your sun sign, that could be the time, because usually there's with Uranus, there can be surprises, as I talked about earlier in the show. So it might be something that's related to Uranus, something that's sudden awakening in you. Again, I'd have to see your whole chart, but just looking here, it could be that. And that's in the
Beautiful.
Next couple, that's in 3 weeks from now or so, something like that. Yeah, about 3 weeks. So That's the only thing.
And
I
again,
can
I'm
see
hearing
right now.
Practice makes perfect. You know, Dave, you and I both do this on a regular basis. I've been doing this work for over 30 years, and I do this almost every single day of my life. I should say, you know, of course, when I was a child, I was developing in this. But, you know, you've got to practice. If it's, are you looking at something as being a hobby and doing it every so often? Or are you looking at embracing this and really taking it in? And even your hobbies, you guys, when you do the spiritual stuff, can eventually become your job. But it's really keep your eyes on the prize, set your intention, and go for it. And you're, I think you're going to do very well, Suzanne.
Right.
So thank you for your call. Okay, let's see what we have next online here. Hello, caller. Who is this and where are you calling from? And your birthday.
Hi, this is Kate. I'm Alicia. And so I would like to answer that question.
Well, you're talking too
okay,
far
I'm
away
sorry,
from your phone.
Okay, I'm sorry. We can't hear you, honey, if you
we
can come up
you.
To your speaker.
Hello?
Yeah, that's much better.
There you go.
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, who is
my
this?
Name is Patricia. Yes, my name is Patricia.
Patricia?
Yes.
Where are you calling from?
Calling from Ohio.
Okay. And Patricia, go ahead. I'm sorry, but Patricia, when is your birthday?
7/16/58.
Okay, 26 degrees Cancer. Okay, and your question, please.
I feel a pull for the started last year. Of me either relocating and living in the Southwest, which is the best one for me to, that's the best for overall my life, Tucson, Arizona, or Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Actually,
ooh, my hand is raising. Ooh, my hand is raising. I know the
ahead,
answer. I know
you
the
take
answer.
It. Go ahead.
It's New Mexico.
Okay. Why do you say that?
It's New Mexico. I heard it immediately as soon as you started talking, Patricia.
Okay.
Yes,
the only thing I'm when do you plan to do this move?
Well, I need to visit before, so I'm going to have to do this probably in August, and I was considering relocating in September, October of this year.
Why are you moving?
I've been feeling this pull, and it
okay.
started
mm-hmm.
last. I don't
well,
know
are,
anyone.
Are you right now involved in any kind of power struggle with anybody, you know, at work or family or personal like that?
No, the city, the energy, the negative, hellish energy of this city, Cleveland, Ohio.
Well, yeah, sure.
That's
but
been drained.
You're also under a difficult aspect right now.
Yeah, I don't have any family here. I'm not, I'm in between jobs and I'm just trying to, and I've been looking for side gigs to sustain me while I'm teaching myself new skills.
Yeah, you like the other caller, are under a Pluto opposing your sun sign. And unfortunately, as I mentioned to this other caller, Pluto lasts a long time because it's the slowest moving planet. And you can get caught up in these power trips or long, drawn-out kind of controlling relationships or whatever the case may be. I'm not sure.
I'm not
go ahead.
Excuse me for interrupting. I'm not involved in any relationships. Basically, I keep myself in my home and what's been going on. And I mean, with what happened last year, the pandemic, I mean, I had been gone through emotionally and psychically attacked. That just really didn't bother me that much. I mean, yes, it was traumatic, but I've just been basically protecting myself and keeping myself isolated, and especially my energy.
That may be the best thing to do under the aspect you're under, because when you're under a Pluto opposite your sun, which you are, Any kind of relationship, whether it's family, friends, work, relatives, there usually is always some kind of one person or another that's pulling on you, that's controlling you, and maybe that's the city, as you mentioned, Cleveland. But you know, I don't know if traveling, or I'm not traveling, but moving, I see that moving as a good thing, but I'm not sure if now is the time, or even in the near future, under this kind of aspect. But then again, I have to look at your whole chart. Jorianne, what do you think?
When I feel Patricia's energy immediately, the two coming up, but New Mexico, because the pictures that come into my head are the hot air balloon conferences, and my friend was out there, and I've seen the pictures of New Mexico. One of my friends lived out there. And Patricia, that energy feels like it's really all over you. So that's why the way I do my psychic work, I can tell you that energy feels good for you. Arizona, it's not going to be, it feels good, but it's not going to be as great and peaceful as New Mexico for you. So just considering you've got, you know, two of us, Dave knows the energies around you. So you might want to look at, you know, again, should you hold off a little bit? Or if you know that, because when spirit calls you, that's what you're talking about, Patricia. When spirit calls you, you're being nudged. And I believe that you'll be taken care of also. But, again, there might be certain things for you to look at. Or just know that if some things get canceled or fall apart, you know, like Dave's saying, this is a difficult sign or time for you to be under. So, you know, take all that into consideration. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not saying the move is. I like the idea of the move, and I like the area. Either one of those areas is great. I'm just questioning the timing. That's all. And you got to remember too that Pluto is stationing direct on August or October 6th. I would especially stay away from that time because that's going to be when this particular your Pluto opposite your sun sign is going to be peaking.
Would that be something where Patricia needs to look for signing contracts? Would that be where somebody could cancel on her? What would that look like to her?
Yeah, well, any kind of contract signing around that time might be not good, you know?
Okay.
Unfortunately, she may, you know, I can't tell people what to do, but I mean, because that's not my business, but I would say wait until Pluto gets out of Capricorn and goes into Aquarius, but that's not going to be for quite some time, and the person might be saying, well, I can't wait that long. I mean, and they may be right because there may be something else in their chart that's saying it's okay, but
it might be okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So again,
right. I don't know the whole chart anyway.
Suggestion. I know I want to get on to another person or two here, but the biggest suggestion, Dave, what would you suggest? Just have Patricia call you. You can do a reading, and then this way you can really examine if this looks a good time for her.
Exactly, because astrology is all about timing. Timing isn't so important. People do the right thing often, the exact right thing, but they often do it at the wrong time. And then they thought, oh, this wasn't a good idea. Well, it was a good idea, it's just that you didn't look at the timing of it that closely. So timing is of utmost importance when you are making a big decision like moving.
Okay, beautiful. All right, so again, Patricia, please consider contacting Dave. And Dave, that is at astrogunning@sbcglobal.net, correct?
Correct.
Beautiful. All right, thanks. All right, let's see who we have next online.
Hello?
Hi, caller. Hi, who is this? Where are you calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from Hinton, West Virginia.
Okay.
Welcome to the show. What's your name, honey?
My name is Nicole.
And what is your name? What is your first name?
Nicole,
okay. And then what is your question? When is your birthday?
My birthday is July 23rd, 1984, which is in about 2 hours from now, my time.
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. So you're about a two-degree Leo. First Leo in a long time. So then what is your question?
Well, my mom just passed away June 26th, and every time my birthday rolled around, she was always excited about my birthdays more than I was excited about my birthday. So this is hard for me because I don't have my mom this year for my birthday.
She passed away?
Yeah, she passed away.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's my first birthday without her. She passed away June 26, 2021.
Oh, I'm sorry. I really am. I know what you're going through.
Yeah.
I've been through it myself. Not my mom, but my wife.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was wondering, can I get a reading, any messages from my mom? Because she was like, as I said, she gets more excited about my birthdays than I would, you know?
Yeah, now that's something, Joanne, you would be able to answer that because she's beyond the physical plane.
Yeah.
So, Joanne, go ahead and take this caller.
Nicole, what is your mom's name, honey?
Robin.
Robin? Okay, well, we already know that she's bubbly and stuff. I've got to ask you, is there any reason why your mom would be mentioning teeth or dental at all?
She had problems. She was younger. She had problems with her teeth to the point where she had to get dentures. Her teeth were falling out. She had the gum would rot out of her teeth and their teeth would just fall out. Gingivitis or polydental, whatever it is. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. All right. The other part, and I don't know if your mom did dance, but I just see her joking around and dancing, and does that make sense?
Yeah, my mom loved to dance. She used to say, my mom would just, love music, love to dance, and she, I'll put on music. She'd get up and dance. Come on, dance with me. My mom was a Pisces. My mom was a Pisces. She would drink. She loved to dance. She loved to go to bars and drink and play the jukebox at the bars and drink and everything. Yeah.
So great. She watches over you, honey, completely. And I think she loves your hair. Something about loving your hair.
Yeah, she loved my hair. She liked to brush my hair and everything when I was younger.
Huh. Oh, good. Well, she loves your hair. I see around your mom, I'm not sure, it feels like something important around a ring. I don't know if it's her ring. I'm not sure if it's your ring, but something about a ring. And
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yep. Well, when she was going to, we almost lost her back in January 2020. She was in hospice. And then the family intervened and said, no, we're going to take you out of hospice and take you to a regular hospital. And she said to me, if I pass away, I want you to have my engagement ring. And I gave her a mom's ring, and she lost it, and we don't know where it is. And when she passed away, I asked my stepfather, I said, may I have my mom's engagement ring? He goes, no, I'm keeping that. And I don't,
I'm so sorry. Well, it feels like the other ring is lost. Just want to tell you that. Normally I can tell if things are close or if you're going to find them, but it feels like the mom's ring is lost. And and I want to tell you, I feel like your mom is going to come by you in a couple of different ways, but certainly by butterflies. When I feel your mom's
funny.
Presence.
Yes.
Tell me.
I keep seeing butterflies. And
I always
say, that's my mom. Like, every time I see a butterfly, that's my mom.
Wait, you're right. That is your mom. That's right.
Yeah.
So just know, honey, that she's okay. She loves you dearly, and she's not going to be leaving you. Do you already have your son?
I don't have a kid, no.
Oh, you're going
to. I have no kids.
Sure enough.
Really?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
I see your mom standing there with a son, but I also see her standing there with a daughter. So to me it looks like as time goes by, you know, just know that your mother is watching over these children that will be coming into your life, okay?
Yeah, that's awesome, yeah. I'm going
to
be 37
happy birthday,
here.
Honey.
Yeah, thank you. I'll be 37 here in about, let's see, it's about almost 11 o'clock in my time, about an hour, I'll be 37. Yeah, my time.
Wow, well, happy birthday from all of us to you, okay?
Happy birthday.
All right, honey.
Happy birthday.
All right, you know what, we've got... Dave, we're so lucky we've got one more person, so let's try to squeeze this person in, okay?
All right.
And I can't believe our time is almost over. Hello, caller. Who is this? Where are you calling from? Hello?
Oh, they must
have
dropped off
the line.
What
I do know is that some people literally just hang in there just to listen to the show. So,
sure.
Dave, thank you so much for joining us again. I just love
you. You're welcome.
Everyone loves you. And astrogunning at sbcglobal.net. Make sure you guys give Dave a call. Dave is wonderful. He's amazing. And I'm telling you, you'll get some crazy answers for your chart and stuff. So.
Yeah.
So, Dave, will you come back again? Because we need you.
Yeah, I'll be back next month.
Yes. All right, perfect.
Last Thursday of the month, right?
Totally. You betcha.
Okay. Yeah, I'm there. I'm here.
Okay. All right. Thank you, everyone, for calling in. Dave, thank you so much. God
You're
bless
welcome.
You all. And we'll talk to you next week right here at Blog Talk Radio. This is Jory and the Coffee Psychic with your psychic connection. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.